5 minutes to 8 Central African time. You are listening to a tribute to Arif Billah, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Shah Hakim Saab, rahimahumullah. Yes, yesterday evening we received the sad news that Hazrat has passed on. We're joined on the line by Maulana Shabir Asmal Saab, Damat Barakatuh. Maulana Shabir Saab has had ta'alluq and relationship with Hazrat for a number of years, traveling to Karachi time and again, also having visited Karachi towards the end of last year once again. Welcome, Maulana, to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Yusuf Saab and all the listeners of Radio Islam. JazakAllah for the opportunity.
Maulana, under the circumstances, the extent of grief, we really appreciate that you've come on to the radio station. Maulana, over the years, you've had a fond relationship with Hazrat, traveling time and again to Karachi?
It is the shukr and fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Pak gave us the opportunity to put our hands and our feet at the of a great luminary of our time, Hazrat Maulana Arif Billah Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi rahmatan wasi'atan. It is Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, that through the company of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Saab, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the servant came into contact with such a great saint and of our time, and Rumi Awad Arif Billah. And when we were students, we met Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in Karachi. But when he came to South Africa on his asfar several years ago, then alhamdulillah we had our Islahi ta'alluq. And Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's ash'ar, we had very little love for ash'ar at that time, but it is through his muhabbat and shafqat and his kind favors upon us, his karam upon us. He was not only our murshid, he was our ustad, he was our guide. And so much so for me personally, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, when my physical, biological father passed away, I was in the company of Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. It was the month of Ramadan. And Hazrat called me in the room. He said, "It is the mercy of Allah that Allah wills whatever happens." Today I reflect exactly the same scene in Hazrat's room when Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi called me to tell me my father Rahmatullah Alayhi passed away. Allah fill his qabr with noor and all our marhumin's qabr with noor. Hazrat said, "Bas ruhani abba maujood hai." That is my spiritual father. Hazrat, two ash'ar were very famous, and I always quoted, "Nakshat adam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste." That if we follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we emulate the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then not only we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the road to Jannat will become easy. And whenever I went to Karachi, Hazrat showed a lot of muhabbat, Hazrat's family, Hazrat Bora Masar Saab, Allah ta'ala give them all sabr jameel. Hazrat, I quoted many a time that Hazrat changed our lives when he quoted his ash'ar. Tere aashiqo mein jeena, it's a long poem, but the gist of it, kisi ahle dil ke sohbat, jo mili kisi ko akhtar, usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. Akhtar, if anyone has attained for himself the companionship of the true lover of Allah, in reality, such a person has learned how to live without to die. I was reading last night one malfooz of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. He said, "Tamam majazin par kisi waqt maqam mein milkar ishtima markaz dua bhi kiya jaye, mulaqat bhi ho aur fikr islah ho, tawazu aur falaiyat salakhe." All the talibat, Hazrat Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, "Sheikh kab tak zinda rahega, Sheikh ki talibat zinda rahegi." So we say on this Mubarak occasion, it is a great loss. We heard Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, performing the Salatul Janazah this morning. Indeed, a very touching experience. And they both were Khulafa Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. On one occasion, Hazrat himself wrote in one of the kitab you will find in the Dard-e-Mawaiz, Dard-e-Muhabbat, "Yuh-to-dunya dekhne mein kis qadar khush rang thi, yuh-to-dunya mein dekhne mein kis qadar khush rang thi, qabar mein jaate hi dunya ki haqeeqat khul gayi." This is the reality we see today. The world seems so appealing, but no sooner we went into the grave, the reality of world dawned upon us. So we make dua, Allah Ta'ala grant sabr jameel to all the muta'alliqeen, mureedeen. And another thing that Hazrat showed a lot of shafqat, he was our ustad, not only with sunnah, pabandi bi sunnah and so many things, but teaching us the masnoon duas. I remember when he came to South Africa, he requested Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab Rahmatullah Ali that this morning evening duas be reprinted. And how many times he said, I put 70,000 angels on duty first, then I have my breakfast. He said he learned this from Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri Sahab Rahmatullah Ali that A'udhu Billahi, whoever reads this A'udhu Billahi Sameer Alim bin Shaitani Rajim three times in the last verses of Surah Al-Hashr, Allah Ta'ala points 70,000 angels to protect and make hifazat of them in the morning and in the evening. So he was our ustad, he was our mushrik, he was our murabbi, and so much of shafqat and nuzul he used to make for our rahat and aram, that when we went to Karachi, he used to get very, very happy. In fact, our recent trip as well, while he was in the bed, he had so much of sukoon, yet he gave us his hand, he smiled when we entered the room. We had the opportunity of pressing his feet and making some khidmat, even the nights that we spent when he was in South Africa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his darajat bulan. That from the students and the khulafa of Hazrat we find, their maqam was such. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi and so many other khulafa, Hazrat Mufti Mohsen Bayat Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayhi, so many were the students and also the khulafa of Hazrat. What must have been the maqam of Hazrat in the sight of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.
Allah, subhanahu.
So this is what we have to understand, that the teachings of Hazrat must carry on inshallah, and we keep the company of the Abrar and the Salihin, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the khidmat, whether it was the talaba, whether it was the khulafa and the muridin, islahi ta'alluq, as well as the kitabs and the madrasa and the khanka. Allah ta'ala keep it ta hayat and ta qiyamat, because it is mentioned, wa kan abuhuma saliha. If the father is righteous, inshallah, many, many generations, he was our spiritual mentor, our father, and he taught us this, Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiko ka meena aur jam hai. How we knew what was the love of Allah in zikr, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the company of our Hazrat, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he has taught us so many good things. And one last thing that I learned, that when we went now, he quoted, Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib said, mita de apni hasti ko, chor de sari masti ko, basti basti kehta ja Allah, Allah, the love of Allah, ye aag lagti nahi lagai jati hai. Annihilate yourself. This was the message of Hazrat. Depart from your intoxicating worldly captivity. And he said, from village to village, take the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat used to make so much of taklif and qurbani for our sake, used to travel the world. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all sabr jameel, accept the khidmat of all the muta'alliqeen, and whatever we do will be isale sawab, inshallah, in the name of Hazrat Wala Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. And we request everybody to recite these three times Surah Ikhlas and keep on making dua that we be istiqamat on the footsteps according to our Shaykh, and he will be happy, and he will be informed also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the tawfiq to the students, to the murid and muta'alliqeen, to continue on the path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all with imam. Let us die with imam and rise on the day of qiyamah with those who have imam. Also incidentally, so many, many ulama have passed away in these mubarak months of Rajab and Shaban and leading to Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Chair Mulana, words cannot translate the emotion at the time of this great loss. So we request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us. Jazakumullah khair for sharing those words with us. Much appreciated. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.
That was Mulana Shabir Asmal Saab, Damat Barakatuh, also Khalifa of Hazrat, who had a close relationship with Hazrat, rahimahumullah. We've just gone past 8 a.m. Central African time. We continue with the tribute after the bulletin.